Storage facility on Easter Sunday. Cash from businesses in the area handled and stored there. The thieves were able to access the building and get into the vault without setting off the alarms. The theft wasn't discovered until Monday morning. One focus for the investigation is whether the group had inside knowledge of that facility. An elderly American woman was killed in Zambia after an elephant charged at the vehicle she was in carrying tourists in Kafue National Park. While the tour company said their guides are very well trained, the vehicle could not be moved quickly enough before the elephant charged. That deceased woman has been identified as 79-year-old.
Tonight, fair skies. You'll notice some clouds coming back beginning tomorrow, and they'll be with us now Sunday as well. Gets a little warmer. It's a more humid feel, too, a little bit at least, as we go into the weekend. But the rain chance will hold off till Monday, the day we could have otherwise witnessed a solar eclipse. We'll see how that pans out by then. 50s and low 60s starting your morning tomorrow, 70s to near 80. Cloudy at times Sunday with the afternoon high of near 80. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
The annual Ballyhoo Festival, a fine art and culture event, a fun-filled weekend with dozens of artists, performances by the Porch Band of Creek Indians, Saturday, April 6th, and a fiddle banjo competition on Sunday, April 7th. Music, culture, free admission at the annual Ballyhoo Festival on the Alabama coast, East Beach Boulevard, Gulf Shores, Alabama. More info available now at ballyhoofestival.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
Good evening, my fellow God-loving American patriots. Welcome to this week's edition of Uncensored and Unfiltered Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Radio Show. My name's John Swisher, and my co-host, Mike Silva.
Good evening, everybody.
And sidekick, as always, the Cajun Buccaneer. Get started.
Cobalt! Good evening, brother and sister pro-life American whistleblowers. Our Father, which art in heaven, holy, holy, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from all forms of evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
We pledge allegiance to the people of the United States of America, and to the Republic, that's the Republic for which they all stand, one nation under God, with liberty and justice and freedom forever and ever for all. Amen.
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 Okay, this week's monologue. Our defendant and thief, occupant of our White House, Joe Biden, is making more of an ass out of himself each day, which is making America appear weaker in the minds of world leaders, especially our adversaries. Speaking of Joe Biden, he mentioned that the federal government will pay for repairs to the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. That's bull, you know what, and what fit, rhymes with fit. The ship's insurance company should pay the faux costs, not the American taxpayers, because that ship is the cause of the accident. Wouldn't you agree with that, Mike?
Absolutely, 100%.
Carly, you agree with that?
Hello, absolutely. It's mind-boggling that it could even be a possibility that we would have to pay.
Yep. Also, Joe Biden said that when he was first elected to the United States Senate, he used to cross that bridge every day, commuting from Delaware to D.C. and back every day. That was 1973. He took a train. That's a lie right there. Construction of the Francis Scott Key Bridge started in late 1972. I was 9 years old then and completed in 1978. You see how much of a lie this guy is? And the media, and the mainstream media entertains him. The mainstream media just keeps on entertaining Joe's lies and fibs. If Donald Trump would have said the same thing, the media, a.k.a. fake news, would have been all over it. I have family ties in neighboring Harford County, Maryland, 15 miles northeast of Baltimore City. And I remember the that bridge being construction as we used to go to D.C. and Annapolis every time we visited family in Harford County, Maryland. 1978, I was 15 years old. When the bridge was finally opened, I got to drive across it myself as I was driving my grandmother to one of her doctor's appointments in her big Dodge Polara. That is the equivalent of a step above a Plymouth Fury. Another Biden crime. On Easter Sunday, instead of letting children roll Easter eggs and decorate Easter eggs on a White House lawn, he instead decided to celebrate Transgender Day instead of Easter Sunday. I understand Transgender Day is March 31st, but doesn't a Christian holiday take priority over a sinful holiday? Easter Sunday is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Isn't Joe Biden supposed to be a devout Catholic? What a piece of human excrement our demander and thief resident of our White House, Joe Biden, is. Wait, no, he's the whole turd. Whole stinking turd. Wouldn't you agree with that, Carla?
100%. Unbelievable.
He's a socialistic and communistic asswipe who should have his American citizenship permanently revoked and deported. Matter of fact, all of our American traitors, the Democrat Party and the Rhino Republicans, need to have their American citizenship permanently revoked and deported too. We need to really drain the D.C. swamp. Ronald Reagan started the job. Donald Trump will finish the job. God, family, and country. Vote Trump this November. MAGA. Make America great again. Okay.
Is that the monologue there, John?
Yes. Go ahead and introduce our guest,
Let me
Mike.
formally introduce our guest. She is a dear friend of mine. Our families know each other for over 40 years. She grew up in the same neighborhood I grew up in, La Place, Louisiana. She was a resident of Florida now, and I've lived there before. I moved back. She is still there. Please welcome my dear friend from Florida, Miss Carla Brower-Gill. How are you, Carla?
Hello, hello. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for coming to the show. John always does a monologue at first when we come on, but there are some other things I want to talk to you about, comparing the differences between Florida and Louisiana, and just wanted to see if you had a comment on anything that John said in his monologue.
Well, everything you said is accurate. It's totally correct. I mean, I guess that, you know, are we talking about Florida first, and then we're going to move on to federal government? Is that what you want to do?
Well, just comment on his monologue, and then I got a few questions I want to ask you comparing Florida
sure.
and Louisiana.
I thought it was great. The whole bridge situation is kind of fishy to me to begin with, but the fact that taxpayers are going to have to pay for it is, it's every day it's just something more and more and more. I feel like I'm living in a fantasy land.
Right.
I can't believe it. You know,
what's your opinion on it? You think it was domestic terrorism or not?
I don't know. Honestly, I can't say for sure, but it doesn't make much sense that, you know, I've been told certain things that you'd still be able to steer the ship, or the cargo ship, even after not having power. There's like a backup. I mean, I don't know, but it just doesn't seem right, because if you saw, there were like lights, almost like it was explosions that were going off. And so I don't know, but nothing surprises me these days. I used to trust the government, and now I simply do not. And I don't know what to expect, and nothing surprises me. I would not be shocked at all if it was interference in some type of way.
That's exactly
that was not good.
That's exactly how, if anything that happens today now, nothing surprises me. If it's domestic terrorism, if it was an accident, if it was planned, I mean, if anything could happen like that, and nothing would surprise me the way things are going today. So you're absolutely right. I agree with you on that thought right there, 100%.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you know, I never used to pay attention to politics, and now that I have, it's almost like ignorance is bliss. I kind of wish I didn't. I wasn't awake. Well, I'm glad I am. But at the same time, I think about this stuff every day, and I worry about my kids and what their future is going to be like. And if we don't get it right in November, I mean, I don't think we're going to have a country left at all.
We have to go to a break. Carla, we got less than a minute. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. What's our sponsor, the Talk Line, Mike?
New beginning refinishing. Please call us at 504-556-9696. If you have any question, the New Beginning Refinishing Hotline. This is WGSO 990 AM, the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, this is Mike from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. If you need to convert your existing bathtub into a step-in shower, call my friends at A New Beginning Refinishing. They can repair and refinish any type of bathtub or shower, no matter the size of the repair. A New Beginning Refinishing has been using a new high-gloss casting porcelain coating, guaranteed to never peel. They also offer you a unique service called the Tub Cut, which is a fraction of the cost of replacement, and adding a grab bar installation and a slip-resistant surface helps to improve accessibility, reduce accidents, and helps people remain in their home as long as possible. Call A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, for a free estimate at 985-279-5103 or visit their website at www.anewbeginningrefinishing.com. Or you can visit their showroom in Hollycrest Plaza at 600 North Highway 190, Suite 2 in Covington. That's A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, at 985-279-5103.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, April 13th and 14th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, April 13th and 14th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Howdy, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show on WGSO 990 AM. We do have a couple callers online, but we're going to hold y'all because I wanted to ask Carla a few questions, my friend Carla from Florida. We both grew up in here in Louisiana. You moved there. I moved there. I came back. You're still there. But there are some big differences. Of course, you know, we love our home state, the food, the music, Mardi Gras, all that is great. We love it. But when I lived in Florida and when you're living in Florida now, y'all have a very strong, popular Republican governor. We just got a Republican governor elected, but we had 4 years of John Bel Edwards.
8 years.
Was a horrible, woke, ideological governor. Did nothing for Louisiana. So if, off the top of your head, if you can name like the top three things you notice that are better in Florida than Louisiana, what would you say, Carla?
Well, I mean, the quality of life. Look, there's no one that loves New Orleans or Louisiana more than I do.
Right.
And I battled for a long time wanting to move back. But, you know, I have two kids, and overall I think their quality of life has been better as a result of them being here in Florida because the education system is excellent. I think it's now, like, rated number one. If not, it's in the top 10.
Right.
But, you know, we have several universities that are excellent. The infrastructure, like everything around here, is, always seems to look new and clean and beautiful. I mean, tourism is our number one industry. So, you know, we've got Disney World here and, you know, Key West and several places, the beaches. So we have to obviously have it looking beautiful at all times or people wouldn't want to come here. But, you know, overall, it's really a great place to live. It's kind of living in paradise. So I am glad to be here. And certainly with our governor, it makes all the difference in the world. And we came really close to not getting him, which when I think about it, you know, but luckily, like, I feel like he actually cares about the people. Like, COVID was a lot of people that were going through hell. We didn't really experience that so much in Florida.
Right.
You know, we had the lockdown and everything, but, you know, there were places that were closed, but things kind of resumed as normal. People weren't getting arrested like they were in California. You know, they didn't close the beaches. It was nothing like that. So I didn't really experience that, you know, lockdown like it was in other places, luckily. Hey.
You heard about the state of Michigan, the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, I call him Whitmer. She didn't even allow people to buy seeds from garden supplies to grow vegetables.
Yep. She was horrible. You weren't allowed even to go to a lake house or anything like that, but her husband was out on his boat.
Yeah, exactly.
Around. It's just crazy that could even be. I feel very happy to be in Florida, and a lot of people obviously feel the way I do because they want to come here. They're moving here through, I mean, just crazy amounts of people every single day. My house, the property value has increased several hundred thousand dollars as a result of that. You know, people want to be here. The taxes are reasonable. It is, I mean, prices have gone up a little more, but I think that's across the board. I mean,
right.
Inflation is the problem for driving that up. But at least, you know, you get what you pay for, and I'm glad I'm paying for that, for this, instead of what I could be paying for, like, in New York City.
Exactly. And one thing...
you get, like, a rat-infested, you know, apartment.
Yeah, for a ridiculous amount of money.
How's the,
exactly.
How's the price of gas in Florida? Is it high like Louisiana?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a little more, actually. Louisiana always seems to be a little less than Florida. But, like, overall, with all, everything included, you know, when you're talking about the big scheme of things, big picture, the quality of life and what we have going on here far surpasses what's going on there. Unfortunately, I love Louisiana. And I would live there. I still think about going back. You know, my kids are almost totally grown.
But not LaPlace, right?
Across. Oh, no. Never LaPlace. Although it's my home. I mean, it'll be always in my heart. But,
mine too.
You know, but I would go like in Dallas or maybe the North Shore, you know, somewhere in that
I'm
direction.
Looking at Slidell. I lost my house in Hurricane Ida. And, I had to get another attorney. My first attorney against my homeowner's lawsuit. got disbarred from Louisiana. So Mike turned me on to his attorney, Guaranteed Results. He's bombarded with work right now from the previous fraudster. And the sad part is my last attorney, I had to pay him $5,000 so he turned the records over to the new attorney, one Mike recommended.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So the
Louisiana has always been known to have corruption going on. I mean, ever since I can remember.
Oh, it's been like that for as long as I can remember. I remember my parents talking about politics when I was younger a little bit. I mean, even New Orleans has had a Democrat mayor since 1872. But I know.
And look at it. Look at the roads. Look at everything. I mean, they were busy taking down statues instead of fixing the roads.
Yeah, they're focusing their attention on the wrong things. All the woke DEI stuff is just horrible. I mean, people, you would think that would be common sense, but common sense isn't too common anymore. All the stuff that we knew was not going to work, they're just finding out now that is not working. I'm like, really? You sound surprised. We were trying to tell you this 3 years ago.
Oh, I know, but we were put through the ringer and called every name under the sun.
Of course.
And but I'm glad that we stuck to our guns, and we still do, because somebody has to. I just don't understand how people can become so brainwashed. Why aren't we those people? Like, we, you know what I mean? Like, there are people, literally, you can't tell them anything.
Anything. You cannot tell them
that. Being in South Florida, you know, I work in healthcare, and we have a large population of people, you know, retired people, but people from New York, New Jersey, the Northeast.
And, snowbirds.
Yes. And a lot of them are diehard liberals that hate Trump. You know, meanwhile, in New York, Trump has brought so much money into that state, into the city, but they hate him, and there's no changing their mind. They don't believe anything. You could put proof, like facts, in their face.
It doesn't matter.
They don't believe it. It's like, I can't believe it. It's like mass psychosis. Crazy.
Listen, the reason being is governmental freebies. Freebies are not free. We all know that, right?
Yeah, we're paying for it.
Exactly. Yes.
But they loved Trump before he ran for president. As soon as he announced he ran for president, then he was the worst man ever.
If he was, say, a Democrat, there wouldn't have been any problem. I'll give you an example. The freebies. The government gives you a free $3 pound of cheese. Why they giving it to you in that hand? They're taking $300 out of your back pocket. People just cannot comprehend this. And
nothing is free.
And the government does not have money. That is our money, the taxpayer money. It's not government money. It's our money that we pay in taxes.
The IRS needs to be abolished.
You're absolutely correct. 100. It's a crime what's going on with the IRS, like what we get taxed on everything. Even when you die, you get taxed.
We get taxed on taxes. We pay taxes on income. We pay taxes on sales. We pay taxes on property. We pay taxes on everything. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It's a crime. And, I that should be abolished. And what makes me crazy is that, you know, it's the taxpayers' money, but we have no control. You know, it's unbelievable. We have no control over what's going on. We really don't. They're supposed to be working for us. And
that's right.
So how are the property and insurance tax? We're going to go to a break, but I want you to think about this, Carla. Property taxes and insurance and things like that. Think about that. And when we're going to go to the break, I'm sure you're going to love this intro and outro music we're going to play all this night for you, Carla. So you're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show, 990 AM WGSO. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 a.m.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Governor Jeff Landry has called on the state's higher education boards to develop a policy for college athletic teams to be on the field or court when the national anthem is played, and if not, they could lose their scholarship. Tiger Rag editor Todd Horn says it would be difficult to fit the football team on the field when the Golden Band from Tigerland plays the Star-Spangled Banner.
They will have to change their entire pregame formatting, the band playing touchdown, walking out, doing the LSU on the field. They would have to change everything. Do I think that's going to happen? Only if LSU's funding is threatened.
And the Louisiana Political Hall of Fame will induct its 2024 class with a ceremony in Baton Rouge Saturday night, highlighted by two-term Governor John Bel Edwards. Louisiana Political Museum Director Shauna Moss says Edwards is being honored for his dedication of political service.
He expanded Medicaid coverage, lowered the state's uninsured rate, navigated fiscal changes. He championed comprehensive criminal justice reform.
The Louisiana Political Hall of Fame is located in Winfield, LRN.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. I dig all around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and get a headache. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. So call 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, this is Susan Berniker bringing you a new show, Health Connections, every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. when we explore health from doctors, researchers, scientists, naturopaths, pharmacists, authors, fitness, and more. Both local and national guests, you'll be able to call in and ask your own health questions. So join me, Susan Berniker, every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM. We'll make our health our wealth. The best present to you and your family is good health.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats.
2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher cell. Fourth generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froh's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
It's pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz, airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. Join me as I talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, the newest pet products, celebrity pet gossip, breaking news, and more. Our expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about our unique program, our guest, and me, your host, listen to the show on WGSO 990, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Step in on the train.
Welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. This is WGSO 990 AM. You can call the New Beginning Refinishing talk line at 504-556-9696. Carla, any of that music sounding familiar?
Debra, I'm going to see him next Saturday. They're playing down here.
All right, yeah.
You lucky broad. You lucky chick.
Now, you know, there's a bunch of good concerts coming. You should come down for a visit, Mike.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely, you invited me for a visit.
Am I invited too, Carla?
Absolutely. Anytime, you're always welcome.
That's my music buddy today. If there's rock and roll jeopardy, me and Carla would kick everybody's ass.
I'll bring you a couple of boxes of Veyron sausages and some Don's Country Store on Dewey.
Come on down. I would love that.
All right. Before we went to the break, we were discussing, and I think if I'm not right, I'm very close, but I think Louisiana is last in the country with insurance rates and maybe property taxes and things like that. How is that in Florida compared to Louisiana? Do you know the differences over there?
I don't know the exact differences. I know the property taxes, I mean, everything is going up. Inflation is a big problem. But the assessed property values, they've shot through the roof. So the way property taxes are, it's based on the value of the market value of the home.
Right.
I mean, it's gone up, but there's a homestead exemption that you can do. There's certain ways to you know, get out of paying, but insurance is an issue here because of the hurricanes and everything.
Yeah, I think Louisiana is ranked last in the country with auto insurance and homeowners insurance.
The most expensive.
Yeah, I mean, which is, when I think about that, that's crazy to me. But it's, you know, the insurance is a problem. There aren't as many underwriters, people writing policies for the insurance. So, I mean, it's a problem, but I know it's not just here. I think it's like nationwide. Inflation is such a problem.
Yeah.
And then everything is affected as a result of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have two callers on hold. We're going to take one of them right now. Hopefully, we'll get some questions in for you. Matthew from Metairie, you're on the phone. Go ahead. What you got?
Well, I got one of the questions answered, and that was the insurance. I don't know if what they're doing in the legislature is going to work. I hope it does. I mean, we've tried massive overregulation, so let's try a little free market and see what happens.
That would work.
But I don't know if there's a free market in insurance, because the insurance companies always have to buy reinsurance, and the reinsurance may be where the chokehold is. There just isn't enough capital available in that market, maybe. I don't know.
Well, if we had better competition, that might help.
And we have better competition in the reinsurance market.
Right.
Because you have a whole bunch of people running around selling Samsung phones, but under different carriers, basically everybody's just selling the same phone.
Right.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that there's enough variety in the reinsurance market so as we can get some policies that make sense. But who knows? We'll see what happens. So as far as the other thing y'all talked about, and that is what's the event that's going to be happening in November, and it can't get here soon enough.
Right.
Even though at my age, I don't want the days to pass any faster. I have a long, boring day today at the hospital, but we have to, one, do what we can to clean out the voter rolls without institutional power. Two, we have to realize we're never going to get rid of the machines. You can make noise about it. You can protest about it. You can make ugly sounds about it. That's just going to cause them to buy more machines. They're trying to get our turnout down.
Exactly.
Because Donald Trump losing would discredit the MAGA movement. But there are some things you can do, and this is a really simple one that everybody can do. Find out how many people are voting from your address. You might be unpleasantly surprised.
I mean, that's public information. You can find out if you really want to.
Yes, Secretary of State.
Your clerk of court has to give you that information. They don't have to do anything else for you, but they do have to give you the information of how many people are voting from your address.
And I got to tell you something. While I didn't mean to interrupt you, but while we have Carla here from Florida, Florida is always, well, if not always, but usually one of the first states to count everything and be done with it the same night. Why do we have to wait 2, 3, 4 days for other states to do this? But if everybody should copy what Florida does, and they can get everything counted in the same night.
It's supposed to be election day, right?
It's supposed to be election day. You're absolutely right. Not election week.
I think
Florida, the mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
Florida, not only did they limit mail-in ballots to people who have to ask for them,
correct.
But they counted all of those before election day.
Correct, correct.
Yeah, they start counting.
They're not finding boxes under a table or anything either that they're adding on. That just happened in Chicago. There were 10,000 ballots found. It was... part of the election for the DA, the person that was leading ended up, like, they randomly found 10,000 votes, and then the Democrat went and, like, passed up the person, went in first place, and won the election.
And I saw the news today, the people in Chicago are at, like, mob rules in front of her office. They are not happy with her at all.
Oh, it's a disaster.
Yeah, it's a mess up there. And that brings me to the second point. There was a post I saw, and I passed it around, about how you can basically, at the county level, in our case the parish level, clean out the voter rolls without having to have institutional power. But you have to have the cooperation of the clerk of court. And that's kind of a junior-sized version of the Omega for America program. And using this app you can load on your phone, I'll get more complete information on it, and I'll put it out on Jeff's show Monday. You can basically find the anomalies, such as the Walmart that has 40 voters.
Huh.
Or the Pet Boys that has 20.
Right.
And you can bring these to the clerk of court, and he's going to have to kind of do something, because that's embarrassing. After all, you might find a mainstream news media outlet to cover it, doubt it, but it will get covered on WGSO.
Yeah, it will. Yes, it will.
Okay. Well, y'all have a great night, and God bless y'all.
You too. Have a great
week. Thanks for calling, Matthew. Thank you very much, buddy.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Now we go to West Bank, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Mark? How you doing, Mark?
Buddy? Hey, man, I heard you're playing a rock show tomorrow night on the lakefront. I'm excited about that.
My band is playing from noon to 4 at Felix's on the lakefront, if you guys want to come check us out. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Been a long time since I rock and rolled.
Hey, Mark, you're on the line with my rock and roll buddy from Florida, Carla. You're on the phone with her too.
All right, we're on a conference call. We got important matters to deal with. Hi, nice to meet you. I do likewise. Want your friend to watch. I know Netflix is a lot of trash and propaganda. Everybody, your listeners, you guys need to watch the movie Leave the World Behind. It was directed by the Obamas. And the first scene's an out-of-control ship, right? And then next they show all the EMP, all of our phones shut down, our iPads. Our kids are addicted to all this stuff. We need our cell phones to go to work, to talk to our coworkers. They shut it all down, right? Then you see the smart driver cars, the Teslas are running into each other, all the electrical cars, bam, 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 bam. Everybody's dying from this. It's a total technocracy gone amok. Everybody's got to see this movie because it's predictive programming. They got to reveal the method to you so that way they're off the hook spiritually.
What's the name of it again?
Leave the world behind.
Leave the World Behind, okay.
Leave the World Behind. It sounds like a great album title for your next album, Mike.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, you, David Lee Roth, you're on drums. We're going to get David Lee Roth to sing some guest vocals. I'm gonna send him an email. I'm going to pull some strings, all right? Don't worry about it. And I know Butters is a big fan of the band Rat with two T's, just like my wife. Loves a little rat and roll, so we're going to work out an album, and the album's going to go, Leave the World Behind, baby.
We have to go to a break. Hold that thought, Mark and Carla.
Okay.
We're coming back for the last segment. You're listening to WGSO, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya, the new finished talk line, 504-556-9696. Give us a call. Thank you.
Hey everybody, this is Mike from the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show. If you need to convert your existing bathtub into a step-in shower, call my friends at A New Beginning Refinishing. They can repair and refinish any type of bathtub or shower, no matter the size of the repair. A New Beginning Refinishing has been using a new high-gloss casting porcelain coating, guaranteed to never peel. They also offer you a unique service called the Tub Cut, which is a fraction of the cost of replacement, and adding a grab bar installation and a slip-resistant surface helps to improve accessibility, reduce accidents, and helps people remain in their home as long as possible. Call A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, for a free estimate at 985-279-5103 or visit their website at www.anewbeginningrefinishing.com. Or you can visit their showroom in Hollycrest Plaza at 600 North Highway 190, Suite 2 in Covington. That's A New Beginning Refinishing, LLC, at 985-279-5103.
Get ready, Greater New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only, April 13th and 14th, at the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show, April 13th and 14th, at the Punch Train Center. Show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
French Quarter Festival, presented by Chevron, returns April 11th through April 14th. Gather with friends and family along the Mississippi River and the French Quarter for the free 4-day fest with the largest display of Louisiana music, food, and culture in the world. Download the official French Quarter Fest app and start planning your fest experience today.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Welcome back to the Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya Show on WGSO 990 AM. We are talking with my dear friend of over 40 years, Carla from Florida, and my buddy Mark from Gretna. We were talking about that Leave the World Behind thing. You said, Mark, you said it was produced by the Obamas?
Yes, and look, I got to go soon. I got to go spend time with my family. You know, I married an Italian woman, so I got to listen to her when she tells me.
You better listen.
I'm Croatian,
she won't cook for you,
right?
No more.
Well, Croatian people joke around a little too much, and she might make me swim with the fishes.
Uh-oh.
So I got to. I'm kind of a little stressed out, brother. I might have to drink a little Mexican mouthwash, a little Jack Daniels, and some Coke. But listen, check out the movie. All right, there's a lot of predictive programming in it. This is a spiritual warfare. This way they can say, well, we told you what we were going to do to you.
That's what it seems like. So they're trying to give us a heads up of what they're planning on doing.
Exactly.
The airplanes are falling out of the sky. It was crazy.
It's crazy. You got to watch it with an open eye. Open that pituitary gland. Take that fluoride out your tap water.
You're right.
All right? Take all them COVID jabs out your body, your blood system, detox, whatever. Ivermectin, Epsom salt, soak your feet, whatever. Get that pituitary nice and clean before you watch this movie so you don't fall for the into the trap. You can actually dissect and decipher what they're telling you they're gonna do to you. Again, you gotta understand this is their way of getting off the hook spiritually. Just like with the vaccine. My mom took the vaccine. She's like, well, they forced us to take the vaccine. I'm like, no, Mom. They scared the crap out of you. They had people fighting over toilet paper. They showed some fake body bags in New York City and you believed it. I mean, right. They legalized
it. My sister.
Listen, let me say this because I got to roll. Remember the Italian chick? She might sniff me out. All right, so listen to this, Butters. You understand. I got to listen to my woman, and I got daughters. I got to roll. I'll finish with this. They legalized propaganda in 2012 in America. The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act, Smith-Mundt, M-U-N-D-T. So everything's off the table. I mean, body bags could be full of what? Like shredded paper, for all I know. That's legal in America now. This is total Babylon, and everything we saw in Ruby Ridge, Idaho, and Waco, Texas was a microcosm of everything. You get off this Babylonian grid too much, you're going to get in trouble. So y'all have a good night.
Thank you for calling, Mark. I'm sure I'll see you at a show soon, buddy. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Yep. New
yeah,
beginning.
Check out the movie. I saw it, Mike.
You saw it?
Crazy.
Julia Roberts.
It's Julia Roberts, Ethan Hawke, Kevin Bacon is even in it. And that dude, it's a black guy. I can't think of his name. He's excellent. And it's horrifying when you think about it, if that could, you know, the EMP thing, the electrical grid, I worry about that all the time, of that happening.
Oh, yeah. That's one way to knock us out real quick.
Call a new beginning, finish talk line, 504-556-9696. This conversation is getting very interesting. Tonight's guest is the Honorable Miss Carla Brower.
So, when did this come out? I never heard about this. When did this?
Less than a year ago. It's on Netflix.
Right.
I mean, it's a good flick, but it's so, you know, like reminiscent of what. Is you know that you've heard before, where you know you think it's just a movie, but you know that it actually can happen, and they have an out of control ship, same kind of thing. It's freaky. Needless to say, when the movie was over, I thought about it like for quite a few days afterwards.
Right.
Still do from time to time. Check it out for sure.
I'm definitely going to have to check that out. Might have to do that tonight when I get home because y'all got me curious now. I definitely want to see it.
I don't subscribe to Netflix because of those two people on the board.
No, I know. I mean, I've heard there was that one movie that was out that was about the little girls dancing or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I feel like, you know, like keep your friends close, your enemies closer kind of thing.
Now I understand why.
Yeah, exactly. You know, even we just want to be informed about stuff. But the Obamas did produce it.
And
there's all kinds of symbols. Like, there's certain things. Like, when you look at the daughter, like her shirt, what she's wearing, what it says, like what you see on the boat. Like, just look for things like that. And it tells you, it gives you hints and clues.
And like Mark said, I mean, if the Obamas produced it, it's almost like they're telling you, this is what's going to happen. Be ready, because it's coming.
That's even more horrifying, because they're involved in it. So that's like, are they trying to tell us something?
Wow. I'm definitely going to have to check that out when I get home tonight.
Hey, Carla, have you noticed, have you noticed, you look at the Obama children, they do not look like their parents at all.
No, they look like Michael and Barack's best friends.
Thank you.
They're both doctors or whatever. They look like their best friends. They do. If you look at the pictures, their daughters look just like the best friends of the Obamas.
And I saw somebody say a while back that they'd never seen, nobody's ever seen a picture of Michelle pregnant.
No, never. Right. Never. Not in the hospital after giving birth, not pregnant, nothing. I mean, it's going to be, you know, how can people not wonder about that?
Nothing surprised. I mean, like you were saying earlier, I've been saying this for a while. Nothing surprised. I would be like, when something happens, I'd be like, wow, but it doesn't surprise me. Just the way everything's so far gone now. Just nothing surprises me.
No.
Well, especially with the you know, the COVID jab and everything, how that all played out. And, you know, I was saying for a long time what I, you know, because I did all kinds of research on it. Nobody wanted to listen. And now everything that I said, it's all coming to pass.
Right.
Now it's starting to come out little by little.
All of us conspiracy theorists are now being proved right.
That's right. And my sister accused me of being say she gets upset. You listen to these conspiracy theories. Go take your jet shot. No. I said,
I'm shot free, thank God.
Yeah, me too. I
would be worrying every day if I would have taken it.
Yeah, same
it
here.
It killed my
just
mother.
Feel right.
My mom, she had dementia, but she still can remember some things. She was over-vaccinated. She had the first and second shot, and every time a booster came out, she got a booster. My sister, the caretaker, Mommy needs that. Her health is not good. That's why
I don't understand why I don't know. That's a whole nother, you know, we could sit and talk for hours about all of the issues that are going on.
Right.
And
we'll have to do this for another day.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something about one sister's vaccinated, the other one isn't. My twin brother and my sister, let me tell you something. If John Bell Edwards would have came on TV and tell him to stop the spread of COVID, you got to go kneel in the corner, put your nose up in the corner, they would do it in a heartbeat, and they would get all the kids in the house, kneel down, put your nose against the wall, stop the spread of COVID. I'm dead serious. People fall for that.
I don't know how come they do and we don't. That's what I don't understand.
I don't understand. And you think about it, over the years, they're just slowly but surely changing the way this country is run, slowly but surely. Over the last 35 years, every year goes by, we get a little weaker and a little dumber every year that goes by.
COVID.
That's exactly it.
COVID was this redistribution of income from the working class to the jobless spanky class.
The rich people got richer. That's for damn sure. There's more billionaires that came out of COVID.
Well, they're trying to get rid of the middle class because that's why they're bringing all the – that's why the border's wide open. All
right. Exactly right.
Carla,
exactly right.
We got to go. We really, really thank you for coming on with us. You are definitely invited back anytime you want to. We can talk about a lot of other things. So thank you so much for coming
and
joining us.
I would love that.
Thank you so much. You're listening.
You're very welcome anytime.
You're listening to the Holy Patriotic Jambalaya Show on WGSO 990 AM. Take it away, John.
God, family, and country. Alpha Tribe tomorrow at 12 at Felix.
Good night.